Hey friends, and welcome to Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, your host, and I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading a small group or you're a seasoned veteran, this podcast is giving you a quick look at what matters most from this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled The King's Food. So let's jump into it. This week's big truth, that even when culture tries to label us, God defines our identity. Daniel and his friends were pressured to conform to Babylonian culture, new names, new education, and even new food. But Daniel committed not to defile himself with the king's food. His story reminds us that faithfulness starts with a decision before the pressure hits. This week's Christ Connection. Christ promised to send a helper when he returned to his throne in heaven. That comes from John 14, verses 16 through 17. He sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within all believers, giving us guidance and wisdom so that we can live in a way that pleases the Lord, even in a culture that calls us to compromise. So this week we're in Daniel chapter 1, and it shows us that what it looks like to thrive in Babylon. Daniel and his friends refused the king's food because it violated God's law and was tied to idol worship. Instead, they asked for vegetables and water, and God honored their obedience. At the end of 10 days, they looked healthier than the others, and God gave them wisdom and understanding. The takeaway here? Thriving isn't about comfort. It's about staying connected to God and living faithfully when it costs us. So here are a few questions that your students might ask. Why was eating the king's food such a big deal? How does culture try to rename us today? What does it mean to draw a line before temptation hits? And what can I do when I feel pressure to compromise my faith? Don't rush the identity conversation here. Teens are constantly bombarded with messages about who they should be. Help them see that their identity is secure in Christ, not in popularity, not in appearance, and not in their achievements. Encourage practical steps like memorizing scripture or journaling and setting boundaries before temptation comes. Daniel didn't wait for the moment of temptation to decide where he stood. He resolved beforehand to honor God. That's our challenge too, to live as citizens of heaven, even in Babylon. So a few quick reminders for this week. One, this Sunday, December 7th, is a Sunday full of deadlines. Summer mission trips, Vancouver, Memphis, Budapest, and winter retreat. So make sure you're reminding students to get their registrations in by Sunday. Also, the student Christmas party, Saturday, December 13th, 6 to 8 p.m. here in the Student Center. Join us for breakfast and the great sock exchange, 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday, December the 13th. Also, our annual Christmas choir concert is Sunday the 14th. At 4 and 6 p.m. Reserve your tickets at fhbc.org/Christmas. You guys know those seats will fill up rather quickly. And then lastly, our old-fashioned hometown Christmas lunch will be Sunday, December 21st, 12:30 to 2, here in the student building following our Sunday morning worship services. It's a special time for our student ministry leaders and your family to celebrate this season together. Please get those RSVPs to Jackie as soon as you possibly can. Well, guys, thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and I'll catch you next week.